This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Mid-May is like rush hour in the bird world. Migrants have returned for the nesting season, and the air is full of birdsong. As you might guess, birdsong is as varied as the birds themselves. In fact, birdsong is defined generously to include any and all sounds they make with territorial or courtship intentions. Let's start with a traditional vocalization and then branch out. One of the most common and widespread backyard songsters is well-named, the song sparrow. The male starts early and will sing all day, especially if he hasn't been successful in attracting a mate. One male studied sang from dawn to dusk, 15 hours, 2,305 songs performed in the day. Here's that song, recognized by a few repeated introductory notes, followed by quite a mix. And now for something completely different. The male ruffed grouse's song is not vocal, but it does involve the movement of air as wings beat against body to produce a drumming sound, some 50 wing beats speeded up toward the end. I'll end with perhaps the most original songster, the American bittern, a heron that breeds in freshwater wetlands. Again, air plays a role, but this time it's gulped in, then expelled, in a very impressive series of avian belches. There's no sound quite like a male bittern's, broadcast most often in the dim light of dawn and dusk. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.